This has been a rough winter for Garrett. She's homeless, but says it would be worse if she was alone.
I don't quite know how I would be spending my time without my two little dogs. I would be lonelier. It would be more frightening. With them, it keeps me calm, and it's a wonderful feeling.
But caring for a pet under those circumstances isn't easy. That's where Jillian Squirrel comes in. She's the founder and driving force behind Homeless with Pets, a small local nonprofit created to fulfill two principles.
One is supporting the power and the value of the human-animal bond, so long as it is not detrimental to animal or human partner. And the other one is compassion for both ends of the leash.
From a gradual start a couple of years ago, including a full year spent winning the trust of the people she wanted to help, Squirrel now oversees a volunteer-powered service that is unique in Sonoma County.
We have the free wellness and vaccine clinics, two or three of those a month in Santa Rosa, and we have made forays out to Sonoma and Roanoke Park, and we're hoping to get our first clinic up and running in Petaluma. We have an enclosed cargo trailer and a truck, which we pull out to a site, and then we set up a very basic mobile wellness clinic. And then we have volunteer vets and vet techs that help work with the animals. So we deal with all the infrastructure for making the clinic work, holding the paperwork, holding all the patient files, making sure that the trailer is stocked with the things that it can be stocked with.
Nearly a quarter of homeless people have pets and are deeply attached to them, having in many cases lost almost everything else. That attachment can sometimes work to the pet owner's detriment. And recognizing that, Squirrel has developed a temporary foster care program for the homeless animals.
Sometimes you'll find tragic situations with people not going to access medical treatment that they need because they don't know what they're going to do with their animal. They won't go and take hospital treatment. They won't take a hospital bed because they're really not sure what's going to happen to Fluffy. Fostering is a good way to help the person to unstick themselves and confront maybe some of the other issues to going into hospital or going into rehab.
She even takes that a vital step further to offer comfort and reassurance to pet owners who may be gravely, even fatally, ill.
An important thing is for somebody to know that their animal will be ultimately adopted into a very good and loving home. It gives some degree of peace of mind because, of course, that relationship is really the only thing that people have left.
Squirrel says she is often questioned about her efforts and whether homeless people should even keep their pets. Her answer is clear.
If people are looking after their animals well, and if we can assist them in supporting animal welfare, of course, it's appropriate for people to have their companions with them. Hopefully, people will go into homelessness and go out fairly quickly. And for the majority of people, that does seem to be the experience.
For Garrett, Homeless with Pets has been an important ally as she tries to become housed once more.
If we need food, we can get food. If we need immunizations, we can get their nails trimmed. All the little things that dog owners always want to do, but we can't always have the funds to do right now.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.